From the GPB newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Two Georgia universities placed in the top 30 of a ranking of top-rated American public colleges. That's according to a new report from Business First. Georgia Tech ranked 11th, while the University of Georgia took 28th. Business First measured schools' graduation and retention rates, selectivity, and community, among other factors. Geneticists at the University of Georgia have accomplished the first ever editing of the genome of a lizard with the gene editing tool CRISPR. As GPB's Grant Blankenship explains, the scientists weren't shocked that the process worked, but rather that it worked so well.
The genes in reptile eggs are best altered by CRISPR before fertilization. And since it takes genes from both parents to produce a recessive trait, scientists weren't expecting an albino brown anole lizard in the first generation of their experiment. But UGA geneticist Doug Minkey says CRISPR left in the mother lizard's body unexpectedly modified sperm, too.
These gene editing reagents are very stable. And so the CRISPR gene editing agents were also able to edit the father's copy,
making a second albinism gene and therefore an albino lizard. Mickey says since albino lizards and people are both missing the same eye structure, the discovery could be the first step in a therapy for albinism-related blindness. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The Department of Health and Human Services is reportedly considering moving migrant children to new shelters away from the U.S. southern border, including in Atlanta. The relocation effort comes as border officials struggle with overcrowded shelters as the number of migrant families seeking asylum in the U.S. continues to grow. According to the Dallas Morning News, the HHS is looking at vacant properties in several cities, including Phoenix and Atlanta. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has already shown support for migrants by refusing to hold detainees for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a policy which began last year. For more news, visit our website, gpbnews.org.